Welcome to the Hardware Show, episode 3. I am Electric Turtle, and my co-host, as always, is the Saint.
And hello.
Yeah, thanks for chiming in like you're supposed to.
Uh-huh.
It's actually been a busy week in the news.
Yeah, so busy I actually got to filter stuff out for once.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, we had 14 topics. Or 15. We pared it down essentially to 11. I think there's 12 in there, but that's only because I forgot to take the last one out. However, probably the most interesting thing is that my co-host has switched to Apple.
Yeah, I got my my PowerBook here. 12-inch G4 with DVD burner, which I'll say DVD burner because I refuse to call it a super drive.
Thank you. That at least restores some of my faith in humanity.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I have to resist my innate urge to just rip it part from part and until it's dead.
Oh, come on. It's shiny.
Is that case new?
Yeah, that's my new case. It's made by a company, I can't remember its name, it's up in Canada, they call it Laptop Armor, and basically I wanted a case that I could beat someone with and my laptop would survive.
It looks like you're trying to rip me off, you know, it's like you're ripping off my style. You can look at even the little pleats in the case are identical to mine.
At least I got it black aluminum.
You whore.
You don't even like your own style, so why are you complaining?
True enough. I'm very anti-style.
And, yeah, anyway, I have another topic to bring up, pre-show topic.
Ooh.
Yeah, what's up with our website?
What do you mean, what's up with it?
Well, there's the Hardware Show website, and the first download is, like, an Ogg Vorbis file, which is awesome. And then you go to, like, MP3. Show one, and it's like MP3, and Dobbs was all like freaking out about it in IRC.
The next one is going to be in real audio format.
Oh, God.
No, I don't know. It's just because you would not get me the lossless copies of the Pajama Crisis, and I didn't want to transcode Ogg to MP3. That's the same reason why I didn't want to transcode my Xupi things, although technically I do have the lossless, so I could re-rip them to WAVE and
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, but okay. I think eventually when I get some free time, we're going to provide, you know, two downloads, and
yes,
and people can choose what they want.
Eventually we will be professional in that we will offer multiple formats and different qualities, so people with modems will not be left out, etc.
I don't know if we want to support AAC.
No.
I think we don't.
No.
I think we let the iPod users sit out in the rain and cry.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds awesome.
Anyway.
You know what I hate? Your PowerBook does actually look good. I cannot deny that it does look good.
It came with a designer phone cord. You want to see it?
I want to see that.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go get my designer phone cord.
I'm going to talk to fill the space. Woot. Just so there's not dead air. Whoa.
Here's my designer phone cord. Which is actually made to match the colors of my PowerBook, which I'm kind of embarrassed about.
That's scary.
Yeah.
But
what I'm really irritated about is I don't have a designer, you know, Cat 5 cable to go with my designer,
you know,
RJ11 Cat 3.
They're obviously behind the times.
Yeah.
They think that modems are more important.
Well, they think that the wireless connection is going to be used, like, primarily, and then if you don't have the wireless connection, obviously you're not going to have the Ethernet or something, but
that's dumb.
That's it's fouled logic.
Well, you expect that from Apple. Anyway, yeah. Let's actually get to the topics
the
in
real
the
topics?
Show notes. Yeah. Yeah. I saw on Slashdot pretty soon after we finished up episode 2 that...
Could you actually turn?
Turn what?
Turn, like, so you're facing me, so...
Oh. Oh, right.
That would be awesome.
This is going to be the even worse than episode 2. Okay. No. Anyway.
Actually, once we get going, this should be, you know, just
better.
Fine.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So I saw on Slashdot last week that there's... Boy Scouts in Hong Kong. I didn't even know that. I suppose that makes sense. There's probably those sorts of organizations all over the world. But they are introducing an intellectual property merit badge to try and curb piracy in China.
China doesn't make any bones about, you know, being the piracy capital. They fully admit to it. So this is kind of weird.
I mean, you even watched what Welcome to the Scene, you know, that crappy commercialized internet video series thing. I don't even know what to call it. And it's all about the piracy market in China.
Right.
I mean, to a certain extent. I mean, that's like one of the three pillars of their plot. And... I don't think that drilling little kids with international copyright law is going to really help.
Yeah. I mean, I have to be honest here. I think intellectual property is kind of bullshit anyway.
We both do.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard for me to speak positively about this.
Basically, I think that... all patents and copyrights really do not benefit the market in any way. If you look at patents, if I can do the same manufacturing process for less money with the same quality, there is no reason why I should not be able to do that.
That's true.
I guess I
don't entirely disagree with copyrights, but I don't really like the patenting scheme that our whole sort of system is laid out.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's very anti-reverse engineering.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Yeah.
But the good news is that some court of appeals has struck down the FCC's attempt to require that... all TV tuners.
A DRM bit in the broadcast, if you will.
Yes, broadcast flags.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
It would have made certain tuners illegal.
Well, basically, here's what it would have done. It would have made certain tuners illegal. Companies would have had to spend lots of money to recall it, which is why this is not passing.
Well, no, it passed. Well, it was a regulation.
Well, right.
But it was ruled, you know, outside of FCC's jurisdiction.
And then the new tuners would have came out that have this recognize the bit,
would
and then
been more expensive,
and then people would have been like, oh, here's how you disable it, because it's just like the tuner saying what you can do with the data, and if you tell the tuner something else, it's not going to care.
There probably would have been a hack around. There usually is for this sort of thing, but on the same. Side of things, it would drive the cost of legacy tuners up. People would be like, oh, wow, these old ones are so awesome, and we're going to sell them on the black market for tons of money.
Right. I don't know. It just would have given them an excuse to, you know, throw people in jail for modifying their tuners so they could record things.
Oh, man.
It's like, I'm so tired of the industry not being willing to put out lossy, or not lossy, where's my mind tonight, lossless or lossy digital media without it being protected somehow. It's like...
it's just a waste of time and money.
It's like, up until we hit, you know, the digital era of broadcast, they didn't have a problem with it because everything was all analog and you couldn't get a one-for-one copy. And now that you can get a one-for-one copy, it's like this huge deal, but no one cares? I mean, I work in transferring media for people, mm-hmm. and these people bring in these old VHS tapes,
uh-huh.
and they have like things like old Saturday Night Live skits and stupid stuff on it, and no one cares about the quality.
Yeah.
They just want to watch it. So the consumers don't care that they're getting a one-for-one copy, so the industry shouldn't care either.
I don't claim to understand the industry's motivation at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we? I'm surprised we don't have more to say about intellectual property.
Yeah, I think we both just concur that it sucks.
Yeah. I think we need somebody else to come on the show.
Like Jessica.
Like Jessica, who will say, oh, we need copyrights, we need patents, we need to protect the innovators.
Yeah.
Never mind that it prevents innovation from preventing, you know, by preventing reverse engineering and by preventing productive...
It discourages, you know, evolution of technology. Yeah.
Because if you're making it as hard to understand as possible and as hard to use as a base, and if you can't use old technology as a base, you don't have the advance of new technology.
Right.
So we should bring her on later and just have...
Someday when we get the mixer.
IP debate, yeah. When we get the mixer.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on then.
We can broadcast from our laptop in our car from some random guy's access point.
Get totally owned by the FBI or whoever cares about that shit anymore.
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares.
I know, but if we said we are broadcasting from some guy's access point.
I mean, I think the information is out there that if some guy has an access point and he kind of knows that if he can access it, anyone can because he hasn't set up anything.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care if anyone else uses this.
Still technically illegal, and it's really a bad idea to go out there and say, hi, my name is X. I'm committing this crime. What's up? Anyway.
But I don't know. I mean, can you call it a crime if someone, like, leaves their front door open and puts a welcome mat out?
Yes.
To walk in and just, you know, have a drink of water or something?
You actually can, which is unfortunate. That's just the way the law works. Anyway, so another thing on Slashdot, some freak put together a 110,000 volt taser cannon with 32 independently firing taser wave guide plasma bolt.
It's
things.
A lightning gun from Quake.
It is worse than a lightning gun from Quake. It is 32 lightning guns from Quake that's just perched upon this like
menacing
two man tall. It's like someone took an entire cargo van made of capacitors and put it on its back.
Just give them the URL.
It's in the show notes. I'm not going to read the URL. It's in the show notes.
Okay. Well, okay.
But, I mean, why?
If people are wondering what the hell we're talking about, it's in the show notes.
Duh.
So,
we will pimp the website at the end, as always.
I know. But people won't look in the show notes. You know that.
I don't care.
They're probably going to, like, throw this on their media player if they care enough and then listen to it in their car.
But the show notes are, like, right beneath the download link.
But they won't have it while they're listening to it.
Bite me. Anyway, I don't know. This thing scares me because it is obviously intended, if it's going to be used at all, to be used for, like, crowd control. And, I mean, think of rolling this out at, like, the WTO protest or something. Have this, you know, giant, capacitor tank that rolls into the street and just starts firing, you know, like a Gatling gun, these taser beams everywhere, and watching people's skeletons light up at 110,000 volts. I mean, that's just insane amount of power.
I don't think that'll ever happen, thankfully, but it could.
It now exists in the real world.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is put it on a truck, and then you have a problem.
And with a little remote thing so you can control the aim.
Yeah, well, that's already been done. Did I ever show you those videos of, like, IBIS Tech?
No.
I think I might have it. So it's like this SUV, like the really big GMC Savannah or whatever the hell those things are, the really long SUVs. And they take a 30-millimeter cannon, and they have it in back, but it's beneath, like, this... this canvas top, so it looks like a totally normal SUV, and then the top rolls back, and then this 30-millimeter cannon comes up and mounts itself and locks in place, and the passenger seat is this control center, and it can take on multiple targets at several hundred yards away while moving, and it just smokes them.
Woohoo.
With 30-millimeter machine gun fire. And yeah, I should put a link to that in the show notes. I wasn't thinking about talking about it, but you know, it seemed just so totally relevant. We're all about relevancy, you know.
Yeah
But
in an unrelevant sort of way.
anyway I kind of had a pet peeve this week, and that is, why the hell is the United States behind other places in the world when it comes to
internet
broadband
technology?
Internet. So I was talking to this guy in Canada, in Montreal, who's like, oh yeah, Montreal, 90% of Montreal has fiber for $30 a month. And it's like 6.1 megabits down and 2.5 up. Well, for $30 a month.
Yeah.
And I want to just, you know, strangle the guy with envy, because it's insane. And I did a lot of research. I tried to find out about fiber in, you know, the Puget Sound area where we live. And there are lines, and they're even not, they're dark fiber. It's inactive. There is an inactive line like less than 5 miles from my house. It's laid and it's there, and I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Why? Why is this not available to more people?
I don't know what's wrong with ISPs in the U.S. or in Europe, for that matter. Europe is even more screwed up, at least last time I looked at ISPs in Europe, than the U.S. in that they think that people like marginal service for lots of money, and they don't want to provide you with anything cool or anything that you could possibly use for advancement.
I don't know what you're ambiguously referring to.
Serving off your own connection.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like, wow.
That's a concept.
People, the internet would be such a horrible place if everyone could have their own server.
Yeah, the content would totally suck.
Yeah.
Actually, it probably would if anyone remembers, you know, GeoCities pages in the late 90s.
Yeah. but
remember Tripod?
But we have these cool things like, you know, .name for domain names that it's sort of stupid that we can't use some of these ideas out there because we can't serve off of our own connection.
Yeah.
And it's dumb.
And the lack of fat pipes is dumb.
Yeah.
I want the fat pipes.
Yeah.
I want the fiber in my diet.
I want more bandwidth. I want a larger upstream is what I want.
Oh,
I
my
want
God.
A symmetrical connection.
I knew symmetrical was going to enter this conversation.
Yeah.
Symmetrical.
Yeah.
But... I think I'm going to move one of the other items up to here because it's more fits in up here better. However, even though we don't have fiber, several ISPs, including Speakeasy, are going to be turning the Space Needle in Seattle into a giant AO2.16 antenna, and it's going to serve T1 level wireless access to people who can afford it. I mean, it's going to
well, exactly. Cost again, as much again as with my class. my pet peeve with no ISPs want to provide affordable service to the consumer.
Even DSL and cable are still too goddamn much. I mean, cable is like $40 a month, and DSL even is
$40 again,
a month.
Yeah,
unless you pay for some huge contract.
Yeah.
And but then you have to pay a huge fee if you ever want to not have the service from them. It's where's the progress?
There is none.
Right.
And there is none because ISPs are making money.
Yeah. They all want to rape us.
Yeah.
In the pants where our wallets are.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's somehow comforting to me that the Space Needle will have a real utilitarian use for its antenna-like shape.
Right. Now if we could just clean the garbage out from
Death to the Experience Paul Allen Project.
Yeah.
God. Rock music that Paul Allen likes.
For everyone. That wants to pay to get in.
Good.
Or has a membership.
Which is the same.
Basically.
Effectively.
Yeah.
We're getting boring.
I know.
And we're talking about things that people don't care about unless they live here.
Well, right now our largest audience is people who live here.
That
so
is true.
We should talk about
our largest audience is our own IRC channel. Which doesn't even care very much now that we're as far along as we are.
But your poll up on the website is doing good.
Yeah, we have a 2/3 approval rating.
Yeah. I actually disapproved of it. That was one of the disapproving votes. But so you have a bit more, actually, because my vote shouldn't count.
Yeah.
Anyway... Can we move on to the next topic?
Yes, we can. And this will have broader appeal because AMD announced within, the last week that they will be introducing a new socket
M2. Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I hate this.
I know. I was talking about in the show notes, I was just getting really mad because... Remember how it used to be socket 3, socket 4, and that stopped with socket 7.
Yeah.
And then you had things like socket 370 and socket A and slot 1 and slot A and then the...
Yeah.
And then 775 and 754 and 939 and 940 and...
Actually, I have to admit the number thing really confuses me. I like this naming scheme that they're going with right now. I like having socket and then a letter or one number.
Why?
Not socket. Because the three-number thing, it just all runs together.
Actually, I think that the three-number is the best system because it's pins. It's simply pins. Socket 492 is 492 pins.
Sure.
If there was anything to go to after the socket like version progression, which was basically ZIF socket version... It would be number of pins, but then to have like the letters and numbers.
I mean, my opinion of the way I think they should do it aside.
Okay.
Pick a standard.
Yes. Yes.
I guess I really don't care if they decide to do with a number thing, which I would like, or just simply having the pin count. As the name,
yeah.
Pick one and use it so I don't have to open up everyone's case when they ask about upgrades to figure out what socket they have so I can figure out what CPU I can get.
What's so annoying is that the speeds and the chip models cross over, so you can't figure it out unless you actually look at the socket and say, oh well, damn. You people are screwed.
You have You have socket XYZ12. Don't you know that a processor for that costs $5 million?
Dude, you have a spark. Someone took this spark board and put it into this beige box, and you never knew, did you?
No.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's like the sun tower I have at home that I hope to someday put a normal system in.
Yes. And it's like my old compact. Yeah. What was that? I don't even remember what it was. The server's called anymore. Never mind.
The motherboard hated us all.
Well, that motherboard was dead, so, but I replaced it with a Socket 7 board.
Made by PC Chips, if I remember right.
Yes, it was. I'm excused, though. I am absolved of responsibility because that was the first system I built from new parts.
Right. So no, I mean, I'm not blaming you. It's just... It was shitty.
Yeah. That was like 1998 or something.
Thankfully, they seem to be moving away from putting everything on the board unless it's made for like these new ITX cases.
Like, since when? What are you talking about? What boards are these?
MSI?
MSI, the people that you constantly complain about without sound.
Right, but I'm talking about putting modem and LAN.
Well,
they
put the LAN on.
And the everything.
Reason,
and
the only reason why the modem's not there is no one needs modem in a desktop anymore. So basically,
okay, so I'm wrong.
Yes, you're wrong.
Okay.
You're hit again with my twist eye.
Woohoo.
That's the second time, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Because, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway,
other thing on Slosh Docs.
Please pick a naming scheme standard. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yes.
To all the manufacturers out there, including Microsoft.
They don't make processors, you dumbass.
No, but they make software, and they haven't adopted a version scheme for their software, even.
Yes, okay. Yes. True. Next topic. I saw also on Slashdot, which is, you know, the source of all news in the universe. Just in case anyone hadn't realized.
You should like start checking out Dig.
Dig?
Yeah. I hear it's cool.
Okay.
Better than Slashdot.
I'm sure there are things that are better than Slashdot, but I mean, it's not like that's the only place I go. I do go.
I know. I'm just saying.
I wanted to put this on the record. I go to Tom's Hardware and Anantech and Geek.com's CPU processor specialized news stuff and Gizmodo and other random places like Hard OCP and Virtual Hideout and stuff. So even though I talk about Slashdot a lot as a source, it is not my only source, for the record. Anyway, topic is China is projected to have more broadband subscribers than the U.S., by 2007.
Yeah.
Now,
they can access like 70% of the internet.
I know. That's what's scaring me. What is it going to be like when the largest internet connected country is also one of the most censored?
Right, but I have a friend in China.
Yes.
So I kind of have a little insight on what's going on over there. There's a country full of really bored people. And there's online games.
Okay.
And they can buy systems for somewhat cheap.
Yes.
They can buy games for somewhat cheap, and now they can
get
broadband for somewhat cheap. And they have something to do.
True. Which only means...
And it's a revenue source over there.
Oh, yes.
You can play games and make money. So, well,
technically, that's
what
a revenue source here, too.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Did you know that John Carmack totally won a car? By the way, that's a joke, because everyone knows that. You're supposed to laugh.
Uh-huh.
Laugh, goddamn
uh-huh.
you!
Ha-ha. Uh-huh.
Son of a bitch.
So anyway, back to my point.
Yes, make your point.
People in China are not using their broadband connections for port 80.
That's just not good.
I think that's really kind of good.
Asia being the... Well, Asia already is the gamer continent. I mean, Japan established that. Japan is all about the games.
And then, you know, Korea came in and was all about the online games.
Yeah.
So...
It's actually surprising to the degree to which internet use in the U.S. is as diverse as it is. You know. However, that's slowly falling to games.
Actually, I disagree with that.
I blame broadband-enabled consoles for that. And the popular appeal of consoles and so forth. But we really should be talking about censorship, because that's like the whole point.
I don't
it's
know.
It's like, hooray, China.
I don't mind bashing on consoles. Eventually, we should talk about the Xbox, too, when more information comes out.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's in the show notes for some light discussion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, back to censorship. Yeah. Do we have any more to say about...
Censorship sucks.
Yeah.
I think we should think this stuff through more. We always end up talking about something that's totally... That's tangentially related.
I sent you the list of things that were bad.
This was not on that list.
I know, and we've talked about it for like 10 minutes now.
Awesome!
As I get emails from people, I timed your show. It's actually 7.5 minutes.
You would probably be writing that email to me from like some kind of, you know, spoofed email address. I can see that happening.
My Entropy Anonymous email account.
Word. With a zero. Because Lloyd likes it that way.
He did.
These in-jokes are totally raping our popularity.
But it doesn't matter, because it's funny to us.
Yeah. Okay, so...
If people can laugh at Jackass, I mean...
If people can laugh at crap like that, then damn well they can laugh at this.
They can laugh at our crap.
Our crap, yeah. So, something I saw on Gizmodo. This is a mass-produced version of an earlier... product concept, which is taking a retro handset from a rotary phone of like the 50s, 40s and 50s, and adapting it to be a cell phone headset.
Which is dumb, in my opinion.
It isn't.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I know it's dumb in your opinion, because have that nice Bluetooth thing that
basically
goes on your head.
If I could put my phone, like if I had a special pocket for my phone on my pants, and I had a headset the size of a pill that I could just shove in my ear, I would be so happy.
I could just
talk, and there would be nothing visible on me.
Put on the
and I look like I'm crazy, and it's awesome.
I think that I've always hated cell phones after they stop being the size of military walkie-talkies. I like something on my ear and in front of my mouth.
Why?
It makes me...
Why?
I don't know. I have this perception that if it's smaller, it's not as effective and it doesn't work.
Well, right.
Even if that's wrong. That's what's going through my head, and it makes me...
fix your brain. Evolve into the new era of technology. As long as it's working right. I mean, at first, the small cell phones didn't work. They didn't pick up as well, but they fixed most of that, and it's fine, and...
I just feel weird, and I think that...
Other people do,
too. This fixes that problem. I think that if they marketed this... to like the baby boomers and you know, what's left of their parents, it would totally sell.
I think what they're missing though for that generation is they really should have a base station for the cell phone.
Yes.
That you just stick the cell phone into, and then you can actually hang up and dial on a normal phone.
Well, they have those.
Yeah.
It's just that no one pimps them.
Yeah. But in a retro style that people are used to.
Yeah.
Even though I think that's stupid again, because I want something the size of a pill that fits in my ear so I can just have my cell phone in my ear.
Yes. Okay. Topic next. The Xbox. It's basically going to be running Windows Media Center, according to something that some Microsoft spokes guy said.
Do they not realize that Windows Media Center sucks?
No, because they're Microsoft. They think their stuff rules, except for Windows ME, which they totally disowned.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Yes, but I think that they
if they were still working from that code base and thought it ruled...
Oh, God. We're not talking about Windows ME. We're talking about Windows Media Center and how it's going to be on the Xbox and how Microsoft wants to essentially not only take the console market, which, you know, essentially they have made themselves competitive. I mean, no one can argue that, but they want to
They've made themselves competitive. They're not by far the leader yet.
No, but they're there. And now they want TiVo's turf. And, yeah. They do.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. I guess it would make people like TiVo need to make their
compete.
Box better somehow. Yeah. And I don't think they would be snoop so low as to make it into a console. So which means more innovative features.
This just in, TiVo has merged with the people who are making the Phantom. I don't even remember what they're called. All I remember is that Penny Arcade did really good comic strips about the Phantom.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, but I think what's
actually, you know, I was talking to people, and it came up that thank God there isn't a iConsole from Apple.
Oh God,
because you know that could happen, and that would be so scary.
Happen. Oh wow. If anyone from Apple is listening to this,
don't do it.
Erase your brains. For the benefit of all mankind.
Yeah.
That is just so wrong. But the other... I'm just wondering...
My console, the designer console for you. Ergonomic controllers that aren't the size of the gorillas.
Stop. Not all white and the touching of things. And I don't even want to think about it. So the thing I want to touch on, stop laughing inside.
Okay.
Okay. It just looks creepy.
I didn't get any water.
Well, don't.
Okay.
The thing I want to touch on is, do you think that this continued merging of computers and set-top boxes and consoles is when do classic consoles end, and when does this
classic,
you know,
consoles have ended in my mind since the PlayStation 2. They introduced the Ethernet card adapter, and
that was the
basically
end.
That was the end. They have a Linux package for it, which you can basically develop your own games in Linux on it with a keyboard and mouse and everything, and it kind of ended.
Yeah. So, for everyone out there who's still a console purist, congratulations! You are basically using a PC, except with very limited configuration.
Right.
I take a lot of satisfaction in that, because I hate consoles. I've always been a PC purist. So when I see basically what amounts to the
actually,
moral defeat of consoles...
The thing awesome. I want to say here is I've seen this coming.
Yeah, well, everyone did.
No, but I didn't see it coming in the form of consoles.
Why?
I just didn't. I mean, I knew that eventually people are going to have these systems that basically are comprised of doing components that a computer does. Mm-hmm. I mean, a computer does, you have one box that does everything.
Yeah.
People are going to start breaking these out into different systems that are somehow easier to use in their mind.
Yeah.
But what's weird to me is it's happening in the form of a console.
Well, it, you know why it makes total sense? Is because
it does make sense.
It makes sense because it was the 80s generation and the, well, essentially our generation. I mean, I even though I never really used them, it was our generation that was the console horrors.
Yeah.
You know, beginning with Nintendo, that, you know, that was what set the standard for mainstream console use, and so the few of us, thankfully not myself, who never really got into PCs and all their complexity, that side of our generation wants PC functionality and the simplicity of a console.
Right.
Where you just plug it in and then you have your software, you don't have to install and you don't have to troubleshoot the errors per se. It's not like they're bug free. It's just that because the hardware
it either errors or it doesn't. Yeah. And if there is an error, you're screwed.
Well, and the thing is if there is an error, it's probably a fluke.
Right.
So.
But even that's fixable now through Microsoft's whole weird system. If you're a subscriber to Live, then you just get updates automatically.
Welcome to the PC world, console. Bucks. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know. Another interesting topic I heard is they actually want to put a webcam on the cockbox.
The cockbox?
Version 2. I don't know. I don't know. I like calling it the cockbox.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense, but
it does if you're familiar with a certain nerd in his shoe.
Yeah. but anyway, they want to put these webcams on it, and you do you understand the diversity between players online and what could possibly show up to like a young viewer, and then Microsoft totally getting sued.
Daddy, what's that? moving on.
Microsoft, if you're listening to this, erase your brains. We like you to get sued.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway.
Down to topic number 10. Google Maps.
They rock.
Google Maps rock the socks.
Except I have one problem with them.
Box.
I have one problem with them.
What?
Their maps don't have the exit numbers off of the highways. So I can't look up the exit number. But all their innovative features totally makes up for it. Because there's no more clicking and loading. It's all active loading. So you click on it, you grab it, you scroll,
it
loads.
You can do it with your keyboard. You can use the arrow keys, and it's like, I'm using the arrow keys. It's
totally
awesome. And they have the satellite imagery built in. You know, the whole U.S. Geological Survey, urban, ortho. You can see your car in your driveway. Satellite imagery. And there's a site in the show notes I wanted to talk about specifically that is this totally awesome and a half implementation of Google Maps combined with like Craigslist renting apartments and stuff. And you give it a zip code or something, and it's an urban area, and it shows a satellite view, and you can with Google Maps, and you can click on a marker,
right?
And it just it flows over to it, and it brings up pictures of the exterior and interior, and you can zoom in on the satellite and see the neighborhood from space. I mean, what? It's totally awesome. And you need to look at the show notes. You need to go to the site. It's like Paul Rademacher.com/housing.
Yeah, the URL is totally bogus, but.
I don't really care.
The site is awesome implementation. I think the only other gripe I had with Google Maps, sort of looking at it, is I don't like the way it searches the address. I mean, addresses are somewhat standard. Yeah. Give me a form that I can fill out for the address. Don't make me guess at what I'm supposed to type in there.
Yeah.
Because they only give you like this one, it's like a search box. You type in your address in some sort of haphazard way, and it kind of tries to understand what you're typing and separates it up into the fields.
Strangely enough, that's basically how Microsoft MapPoint works. They have like this one-line find box, and if you put everything in it, it will figure out what things go where, but if you just put in the street address, you have to stop it from searching the entire nation for that street address and then tell this state, this zip code, search there, dipshit.
Right.
Yeah.
But I really hope to see what happens with Google Maps as it comes out of beta. I mean, when are we going to get these things out of beta? I mean, I use lots of Google beta things.
Google is infected by the open source mentality that beta is forever.
Yeah. I mean, I've been using
betas.
Frugal now for almost a year just to, you know, search for products and things. So, come on. Get it out of beta. Dead air.
Yeah.
Woot!
I was just thinking about making, like, a flash, you know, debugging is forever, da betas, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I was noticing on Tom's Hardware that they had this article about, you know, next generation style power supplies.
Yeah.
Did you look at that at all?
No, because I'm lame.
You suck.
I'm going to actually bring that up now.
You really should.
While you talk about it.
Okay.
Talk about it.
I'm talking. Blah, blah, blah. Power supplies, blah, blah. Okay.
No more
Shut up. This is live unscripted. I am not reading from a script where I can, you know, pull my words from. It has to come from my head, which means I pause sometimes in haphazard and dumb ways.
And the anchorman on TV goes la di da di da di da di da.
They have teleprompters, so screw you.
That was kind of what I was suggesting.
Oh, you're saying that I should script myself?
No, and that this should be totally lame. I'm saying it's cool that we do it unscripted because the people on the news are basically reading from a script, and they could be, you know, animatronic Muppets.
They're, you know, totally getting sucked off under the table.
Yeah.
Anyway, so power supplies. The coolest thing I think I saw in the hardware concepts in the review was configurable power cords. Because, you know, all power supplies heretofore have been, you know, you plug the power in the back and then all the power cords come out of one hole. And you have to untangle them and they're always a mess and they're always getting screwed up in the case. Now, there are sockets in the power supply and you plug in the cords you need and they're separated, you know, because it's this socket for these cords and this socket for these cords, and it's just totally awesome. And
that would be good.
Yes.
Because I mean, the main problem up until now has been there's either way too many cords or there's not enough cords.
Yes.
And you end up splitting them doing stupid things.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you could just plug in the cords that you need to plug in.
And it would also help for when you have things like, you know, the transition from the Molex connector to the serial ATA connector, where you can just unplug it from the power supply, the old type, and put it in the new type.
Yeah.
Which is a lot cheaper than buying a new power supply. Although, I mean, adapters, yeah, assuming you could just adapt it, but that's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to replacing it, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And,
What's this about whining about analog displays?
The reviewer was trying to find something wrong with this one power supply that had this, you know, 5.25-inch bay wattage usage output. And
oh.
It was analog, not digital, had this, like, you know, spike meter. He's like, where? This spike is too small. I can't read it in the dark with its backlight. And right here, here. I was like, shut up. You were just trying to find things wrong with this stuff. And
okay, I thought we were going to talk about something cool like XVGA versus DVI.
Shut up. That's not about power supplies.
No, not really.
Yeah. But you should check out the article.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the names of the power supplies are. I probably should make more detailed show notes, you know.
Yeah, you should probably write the show notes like you were actually writing to people instead of just me in an email.
Yeah.
Why?
I think that's weird. Talking more about concepts than I do about actual brands and models.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's kind of the show.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Why?
You're not done reading the article. You should I get these to you like 2 days in advance, if not three. And you never read the links.
I don't care.
You are the laziest co-host ever.
I don't care. I don't care about this link.
Plugs!
You said everything you need to say about it.
Fine.
It's a Skyhawk Power 1, evidently.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Skyhawk. That sounds like an 80s, you know, action show.
Why did you leave the Barbie doll thing in here?
Well, you want to talk about it? Well, fucking talk about it.
Well, it's in here.
It was the last one. I forgot to delete it. But now you brought it up, so now we have to talk about it, and we're leaving it in the show notes.
I'm an animatronic Muppet. I read your show notes down the list.
Okay. Somebody took a Barbie doll and stuck a USB flash memory drive in it, basically so that you can put the Barbie head on top of the USB plug.
Yeah.
And it's totally awesome, in my opinion, and totally funny, especially if you have a USB port in front, like most systems now do, because it's like you stick a Barbie doll in your computer, and you put files on it.
Yeah, I wish the rest of the Barbie doll was, like, used up, because, you know, like, it's...
like a Borg.
Because, you know, it's, like, only using this little top part, and then the rest of the Barbie doll isn't really that functional as a device.
I don't know what it's supposed to be. By the way, my headset's been annoying me, like, all night.
Whine. So, how much time have we used up over there?
I think we have like 7 minutes to 1 hour, not counting our little usual hemming and hawing in the beginning.
Humming, hawing.
Yeah. Do you have anything cool to talk about? God damn my headset.
I bought a laptop.
Rawr. Headset sucks. Yes, you did. You bought a laptop. Keep it away.
Here's a little
Apple's
note.
Mind control rays are going to get you. Oh, that is scary. That is fucking scary.
Isn't it?
Keep it away from me. These windows are zooming.
Actually, it's kind of cool. Because I can, like, have tons of windows, and then I can actively view every single window that's open.
No.
Like a pager system, no. And then I can, like, click into which one I want to. The only thing I really wish...
Okay.
And if anyone from Apple is out there listening, you
They're
need
not.
Sloppy focus, where the focus follows the mouse, because this is dumb. Or when you do an expose and you bring the windows out, you should be able to type in the windows while you're zoomed out.
Yeah.
So you can copy information from one window to another without having the thing, because I'm all about copying all the information from the little windows to the big window. And if you have a click to focus system like Windows does and obviously Mac OS X does, you click on the big window and the little windows go away.
Yeah.
And it's dumb.
Yes.
And bad and
interfaces really could use some improvement.
Commercial interfaces are totally suck.
Even the open source interfaces are needing improvement.
Well, what I find funny is, like, Longhorn, I've been looking at some of the things they've been pimping in Longhorn. And it's either things that Mac OS X has had for a little while now, or it's things directly from KDE.
It's wow, we have come full circle.
it's like they're trying to copy KDE. It's scary. It's like Conqueror in Windows.
Oh God. Longhorn is going to be gay.
Yeah. The one thing I really wish that they would fix in it, though, is they're the only operating system that still, you know, like, relies on DOS extensions for attaching which files get opened in which programs. Which means that stupid Windows users rename the same file with different content, because we have these multi-purpose containers now, like the MP. Why are you getting that look?
It just sounds bad to me and scary.
Well, you have these multi-purpose containers like MP4 and OGG. So what happens is, for Windows people to use these correctly so they can double-click on their stupid little files, they end up renaming the MP4 container instead of .mp4 like it should be, .m4a for audio, m4v for video, and OGG gets renamed .ogm instead of .ogg for video OGG files, and it's all stupid!
Yeah.
It's like, OGG is a OGG is a OGG no matter what it contains. Stop messing with a DOS extension on it. MP4 is MP4 no matter what it contains. Leave the DOS extension alone.
Well, the problem is that the majority of users don't care about extensions anymore. Most of them don't even know what their extensions are, you know, unless it's some kind of Microsoft Office file format. They don't even know what an extension is. .exe, what's that? Seriously.
Yeah.
Ugh. They don't even know basics, and I hate people because they're stupid.
Next week's show. Why we hate people. Oh, they're stupid.
Yeah. So we kind of avoid last week's total bullshit show, which was essentially due to not having enough cool topics. If we have a week where the topics are scarce and stupid, we will pull from our list of shows we've promised to do, like, you know, the hardware we love and hate, and companies, etc. And
the people that live with them.
Oh God, that's like an entirely different show. That'll be like the Pebcat show. And then that will of course involve your lovely tales from the crypt. Highway home.
Yeah.
You know you're going to have to spill on that. And I'll see if I can remember some of my stuff from my corporate support lifestyle bullshit. So if that's what happens, you're warned. I don't think anyone really cares. I think we've done our bit.
Have we?
Yeah. We have like a minute or two.
Yeah.
To make it an hour, and it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
because we put.
I just like talking about random
anyway.
Things.
I do too.
I mean,
random is awesome.
Yeah,
I love random variables.
Randomized timer.
I was listening to the Bin Rev episode 94, and the host was going on about how BASIC is dead, and you know. While no one can deny that BASIC is dead, I miss BASIC, and I think that there is a lot of code that was produced in especially QBASIC that needs to be preserved for posterity.
Okay. I don't think I ever liked BASIC because it was slow.
Not when it's compiled.
It was still slow.
Well, it had its limits. I mean, you couldn't really do, like, ray casting or anything funky like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could at one frame per second.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of look at tools like Perl and Python as the new basic.
Yeah, and everyone does.
And then, you know.
Yeah.
I look at C and C++ as the horrible language to learn.
Yeah.
Because there's no resources out there if you need help to do anything cool with it.
But, you know what? I am never going to program again. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I gave that up at 15, and I'm pretty glad I did.
Well, programmers have horrible jobs.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the dead air means we're done. So.
Dun, 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 dun.
Stop it! I'm not going to edit that out, too. You did that in the beginning when I could edit it out, and he just wants this to be like NBC tonight, and I he needs to stop. Yeah, so while we have done the last three episodes on Mondays, we are going to switch to Sundays, are we? Or are we going to stay on Mondays?
I like Mondays better.
Okay,
but,
so we're staying on Mondays.
I understand if you get a job, that may be problematic.
Okay.
Even though I have a job and I work Tuesday and I have to drive home, you know, like 50 miles.
Okay, yeah.
And go to work in the morning.
We get the point. So, okay, forget that. We'll be on Mondays still until further notice.
Well, it's not like anyone cares. We're not broadcasting live.
We will be.
Eventually.
Again.
Anyway. This is where you're going to fade the music in.
Well, yeah.
And 3, 2, 1, fade music.
Shut up. Stop cueing me. I totally followed your cue in the last episode. Do you even listen to my...
No. I don't have time.
I feel so underappreciated.
You should be.
Anyway, so next Monday, we'll
release. Oh, and the website, because we said we would pimp the website.
We are just totally falling apart in our last, you know, like 10 minutes here.
Yeah. So the website, if you want any information, is www.n37.org.
Yo.
Go there.
There are so many news
comment
topics.
On things.
There are so many news topics, you cannot miss the link to N37 Radio, which also is in the top right corner.
Yeah. And eventually there's going to be like a cool little linky thing on the side in a box, but that's when I get to it. And I don't get to things very fast.
And it's not like my page is anything to look at. Like I said, on the page, I made it in like 10 minutes in a text editor.
Well, that's the only way to write HTML.
Yeah, I know that, but it should be given a little bit more than 10 minutes time. Anyway, the other thing is, of course, emails are on the site, and so is the IRC, but I do like to mention the IRC channel in every show, just in case someone might want to join.
That's #N37 at
IRC.slashnet.org.
Port 667.
That's the standard port. I never list standard ports. That's like, HTTP on port 80.
Well.
FTP on port 21.
See, the problem is IRC kind of has always listed the port, so I like listing the port.
I'll list your port.
I wish that I could list the port for HTTP each time I said a website. Just to drill it into people's heads what ports are so they understand. That's a whole nother topic.
Oh, yeah. That's another show entirely. Okay, we're done. Good night, and we'll...
Thank you.
We'll see you next
domo
week.
Domo arigato, and oyasumi nasai.
We're insane. Yeah, it's probably a good idea when we, like, do the last topic to just stop listening. You know? if you value your sanity and you don't want your head to implode.
Unless you want to watch or listen to Jackass.
Mental Jackass. Okay, we're ending the show for the last time. It's like the
hit the stop button.
I'm hitting the stop button. Son of a bitch. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I was pointing to you. Bye.
Of this composition is that it draws us diagonally into the depth of this land, to the depth of this landscape. Ruffles wiggles also show rose grass, gray squirrel, and so long rain arrow. Terrific ability with harmony, tonal harmony. This landscape is